Bringing you the latest on all things UVA athletics. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on Fox Sports 910.
We're back for the final segment. This is Who's Talking, and we want to thank Mr. Joshua on the controls tonight. He stepped in for Derek, who apparently had the night off. Anyhow, thank you, Chris Graham, earlier in the show. Good analysis of Bronco Mendenhall and the new coaching staff. Also want to thank Big Ted Jeffries, who just finished in the last segment. Remember that all Who's Talking shows are archived on the Sabre.com, and tonight's show will air again on the Sabre later this week. So just check in maybe like on Wednesday. It'll be up there on the landing page for Who's Talking.
And since we so rarely make mistakes, I want to correct a mistake. They are the California Golden Bears, not just the Cal Bears.
Yes, yes.
I don't want to irritate them in advance of the game by getting their mascot wrong.
And we don't want Mike Ditka calling us. I mean, he'd start chewing us up.
They had to fly a long way to get to Charlottesville, so make them happy here.
All right, speaking of the Cal Bears. Golden Bears. The Wahoo duo of Anthony Gill, Malcolm Brogdon, and Mike Toby, as well as Evan Nolte, the four seniors, they get to entertain none other than Jaylen Brown, Roman Davis, Jordan Matthews, Ivan Rabb, and Tyrone Wallace. Wallace apparently is the difference maker. He's a 6'5" senior, and he can shoot it from downtown. Apparently has unlimited range. By the way, I know that there are still a few tickets left in John Paul Jones Arena tomorrow night for the 9 o'clock tip. That's a perfect time to go up to Charlottesville. You can go out and have a fun dinner and then go to the game. And this will be an entertaining game. And I bet this game could go right down to the wire.
Yeah, Cal's certainly a team that's going to go to the NCAA tournament. They're currently 9-2. They
stubbed their toe against the Spiders.
They lost to Richmond and San Diego State in the Las Vegas Invitational Tournament back in late November. Otherwise, they've played 8 games at home already. So the 2 neutral games, and they've only played 1 true road game. They played at Wyoming, a game that they won in overtime. So this is really only their second road game of the year coming to Charlottesville. So a tough assignment. Go to somebody else's building, and the other team ranked 5th in the country, but Virginia's certainly going to have to play well to come out with a victory. But it's a fun – Saturday was a fun atmosphere. It's going to be a great atmosphere again tomorrow night. So if you like college basketball and you like an atmosphere like that, I don't see how you can't. It would be fun to be at the – so if you have a chance to get one of those tickets, get them and go to the game.
And just call the UVA ticket office. All right.
LeClaire Ryan, we got to do a couple of plays of the game here, making up for one last week and this week.
All right, Hobbo. Last week's show, we neglected to mention that Anthony Gill was here. LeClaire Ryan, player of the game, hit a double-double versus West Virginia. And certainly without his offense and his rebounding and his –
Well, he kept us in the game in the first half.
He really did. I mean, Virginia was just not playing good basketball, and I don't know what's going on the first half, the last couple of games, but they were a little bit better, I thought.
Yeah, they played okay the first half. It would have been. Would have been interesting to get Ted's assessment of why West Virginia's press was so successful against Virginia, because you think with Thompson, Perantes, and Brogdon, our backcourt is so experienced that pressure would not bother us, but West Virginia did a little bit with their full-court pressure.
And Air LeClaire Ryan, player of the game for tonight's show, is Malcolm Brogdon. He had 20 points against Villanova. He had 8 rebounds. He had 6 assists, and he was 12 for 12 from the free throw line. And let me tell you something, folks. That was key because
The team was very good from the free throw line for the whole game.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, let me look up the stat here. I've got 26 of 30.
Yeah, that's
But
that's
I felt
terrific.
Like Brogdon's free throws, he was such a steadying influence, and the ball was hitting just the bottom of the net.
Well, I think he had the first basket of the game, and after that, most of his points until well into the second half came at the free throw line. But certainly, you know, his 3-point basket at about the 10-minute mark, I can't remember the exact time, but where we were down 2, he knocks down the three to put us ahead, and then that was followed by London making a three. And as I
on
say,
the bank shot, running bank shot, wasn't that the one?
Well, that was after he made a three and then had a traditional 3-point play. So that was part of a 9-0 run. It was actually part of a 14-0 run where Virginia took command of the game. Villanova, to their credit, did not quit. They came back and I think cut it to 3 or 4, and London made another big three at that point in time to get the lead back to 6 or 7. And at that stage, Virginia was able to hold them off with made free throws down the stretch.
It's interesting. I think London Perantes may have overheard Jay Billis talking about some other players that might be the best point guards in the country. For instance, the player up at Providence, who I've not seen yet this year. I remember seeing him last year. He's a hard luck kid who...
Well, as you well know, I've been around college basketball for a long time. I wouldn't trade London for anybody.
Right. I mean, he's a player. Very calming influence.
And not only a terrific point guard and a quarterback of your offense, but he's showing that he's a great shooter as well, which Virginia needs this year.
Also, want to give a quick heads up. Next week's show, the 28th of December, our last show of this half
calendar
of the
year.
Season. We've got one of the assistant coaches, either
Brad
Jason Williford
or Brad Soderberg.
Go Wahoos.
Go Wahoos. Beat the Bears.
You've been listening to Who's Talkin' on Fox Sports 910. Sponsored by Ortho Virginia, LeClaire Ryan Law, TGI Fridays, Town Bank of Richmond, TheSaber.com, Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialists, Hildrop Moving and Storage, Kelleher Heating and Air, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, LeMaire Restaurant at the Jefferson Hotel, Pauley Martin Partners, and West Hampton Cleaners, with special contributions from Sarge Reynolds and Buford Scott. Get a podcast of Who's Talkin' at Fox Sports Richmond.com.